Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, I think it was Martin Luther King Jr. said that you're not fit to live until you're willing to die for something.
Right.
Mm. And there's very few things in life that there's worth dying for. You know, God, number one, you know. A spiritual death is the hardest death that, you know, to die over a physical death. But you
Which really means death to self.
Death to self.
Yeah.
Yeah. Death to self. And also, you know, and it's honorable when people are willing to lay their life down for their country.
Yeah.
In military service. And also you think about your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, oftentimes you can tell how important something is by the types of vicious attacks the devil launches at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look a little while, like Israel's a clue. Like,
oh yeah,
really, really, this little country that's smaller than the state of New Jersey, really, really? They're the recipient of so much hate and so mm-hmm. much attacks. Like, really, they've done all of this that deserves or merits this? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Catch a clue. A person with zero spiritual discernment can say, something ain't right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you look at the family today, families are coming under ferocious barrages from the devil. Just ferocious. And it's always been a challenge to raise children in a way that they should go. But today, the parents have a task like never before.
Right.
When you think about what parents have to do right now to raise up a children and raise up a family,
mm-hmm.
the task is daunting. I mean, yeah. It really, really is. There was a time when parents had more influence and were able to keep negative influences out of their home. I mean, there was a time, think about it, where you had more influence in your home, you had less outside sources that were affecting mm-hmm. what was going on the inside of you. This is your domain. Yeah, this is where right. you sleep, where yeah. you live, where you close the shades at night, where you know what I'm saying? Relax in your home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And today it seems like your home, your family, your house. There's so many other influences that are pressing
yeah.
their agenda in your house. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, today, we don't just have the TV. I mean, we have cable packages. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, cable packages. And it wasn't long ago. Listen, I remember as a child getting up, and I'm not that old, but I remember getting.
I don't know. I should look gray.
No.
One, what's that white stuff on your face?
Three, moving forward.
Four. Five.
Stop it. No. I remember not long ago when I was a young child getting up in the morning and waiting for something to be broadcast and watching snow or that countdown, you know,
yeah.
black and white glaze thing or whatever it was,
yeah.
waiting, mm-hmm. waiting for them to turn on the television, if you will, turn on the program.
Remember they'd shut it off at midnight and
yes.
you hear the Star Spangled Banner? You knew, that's it.
That's
After
it.
This,
TV's
it's over.
Over.
It's,
yeah.
just, it's gone.
TV's over.
There used to be a time when TV was not 24 hours.
Absolutely. And that was it. When it was over, it was over. When it was
yeah.
done, it was done. I mean, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, here's so. Well, I can't go there. Another story, another time. But
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how, you know, I grew up in Jersey, you know, and I was watching all these shows like Little House on the Prairie and all this type of stuff. I was amazed. I'm like, people live like that? They have a
yeah.
house? And I mean, that was a foreign concept to me, like to see that type of, you know, acreage and all of that. I was
yeah.
a child. I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was like, oh my goodness. So it's amazing what TV can do, especially mm-hmm. on the mind of a young child. But today we have cable packages. We have channels that are programming everything under the sun.
Thousands of channels.
Yeah. It's not...
Literally.
Listen, the programming is not even just offensive to God. My goodness, it's offensive to most people. I mean, most people get offended by... half of the stuff that's being aired on regular TV. Listen, there was a day that you couldn't even hear a foul language on TV.
Mm-mm.
It was censored.
Mm-hmm.
And now the type of stuff that's said on regular TV,
yeah.
it just goes by. And it's just, you see there's been a huge shift. Children are watching hours of this type of stuff. And that's why they call the television a program. It's programming them. It's programming your child. It's a program.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting hours and hours and hours in front of a television program. It's programming the way they think about themselves, programming how they think about culture, what's normal, what's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You have musicians and songs that glorify all forms of sin, showing all types of sexually charged content. I remember years ago when I gave my life to the Lord, and I was just like everyone, I guess, who doesn't serve God. I was a sinner. I was all into all kind of worldly music, loved videos and all that type of stuff. And I had just given my life to the Lord, and I remember the Lord speaking to me during my abiding time, and he says, those videos that you're watching, that's your umbilical cord to the world. Mm. And until you cut that umbilical cord, you're going to continue to struggle with things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I realized that God was right. Imagine that.
That's right.
And I was visualizing and seeing everything that was happening in the world, what the culture supposedly was cool and all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had visual now. Videos give you a visual of what these songs are saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you think about it, it's like, are we serious? One day we'll talk about that testimony. But about the power of music.
Oh yeah.
But you talk about musicians and songs that glorify all this type of stuff. Now there's videos and imagery, and even the so-called good programming, children's programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have programs today that show children being rebellious to their parents. You know, beating up their siblings like it's normal, like it's expected. This is what a child does. And it's like, what is that?
Yeah.
What, you know, they're screaming at their parents, they're dogging out the mm-hmm. father, dogging out the mother, tearing down authority. And children are under so much pressure today in school that they want them mimicking and copying all this type of stuff that they see on television just to fit in, just so they have some sort of opportunity to be relevant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now they are talking about, oh yeah, did you see when the guy smacked his dad or something? It's like, what in the world is that? How is that even acceptable? We don't only have the television, but the internet. The internet has exploded. Listen, the internet in the last 5 years, in the last 3 or 4 years, wasn't even what the internet has been since the time it began.
Yeah.
The fact that you can have the internet on your mobile phone now just as fast, and if not faster, than most people have Wi-Fi. My understanding, there's some people that still don't even have a Wi-Fi. Because their houses were built in such a way that the signals won't even go through.
Mm-hmm.
So you have cell phones that move faster, LTE move even faster than some people's Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stream video. The thing about it is that most people don't realize we take certain things for granted, but if you understood and young people that when the internet first came out, I mean, it took a day just to send a picture. The fact that you can stream a video and you're a little upset that it's buffering for a couple of seconds, you understand? That is amazing.
Or it's a little pixelated.
Yeah, that's amazing. The fact that you're able to do that, much less do it on a phone.
Yeah.
But what that means is that they have tremendous access. You have social media now that glorifies self, where these children are becoming so narcissistic. You know, children. Some adults too, but we'll just focus on children right now. We become so narcissistic, posting their every second day-by-day play of what they do, and it's just become so focused on self-glorifying the kingdom of self.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to be all about glorifying the kingdom of God. So you have, think about all these outside influences that are influencing your home, your children, your family, and it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? It matters. It matters who your children's friends are.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the family. We're talking about the nucleus, the home. We're talking about raising children. We're talking about, my goodness, we got to get a pulse and deal with what's reality. Today, parents are, today, you know, you have a lot of times two parents working today.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't always the case. For many years, you only had one parent working. But now, there's two parents that they're not. You know, before it was preference just to have an extra money. Now it's almost taking two parents just to pay bills. Just to pay bills. Forget wants. Forget the extras. Which means that a lot of children are home. They're by themselves. You know, and A lot of them become undisciplined. They don't have direction or supervision a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And then they have other outside influences. And you can do the best job. Here's the thing. You can do the best job of trying to raise your child and raise your kid and keeping them from certain things and certain influences. What if your child still lives in this world? I mean, if they go to school, hello. If they go outside their house and play, I hope they do, you know, they're going to meet other children. And, you know, oftentimes mm-hmm. you think, well, this child, not only be concerned about whether the child that your children are playing with age-appropriate children. Oftentimes people think that that's cool, that a young child is always hanging out with an older child. That means your child's going to learn a lot of things faster. But you want to have age-appropriate children. But only that, if your child's friend has an older brother or sister, rest assured that child is learning a whole lot more stuff yeah. really quick and rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of my background, you know, I've worked for the Department of Juvenile Justice. I've worked for foster homes. I've worked as a youth pastor. I've had Bible clubs in public schools, Next Step Outbacks, following some camping trips. I've worked with quite a bit of young people.
Mm-hmm.
From all different kind of dimensions. I've been in a whole bunch of homes and talked with parents and experiences myself.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not easy raising a family. It's amazing you have all this education for all this other stuff, but you don't get that much training when it comes to raising children. And what we do have is the Word of God, and it's good. And we need to be dependent upon the Lord, but it takes a relationship to raise them. But a family...
Mm-hmm.
A family, what we're getting to is that a family today needs to be led.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are calling family just a group of people living in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a mother there, there's mm-hmm. a father there, there's a couple of kids there, and they're saying, we have a family. No, right now you have a group of people living in your house. But what makes a family?
Mm-hmm.
What makes a family?
Yeah,
you got to almost redefine that word today, because... The culture is trying to redefine what family is.
Exactly.
And you got to say, what is family? What is family today? And a family, having a family doesn't just happen. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be cultivated. It needs to be loved and led. It just doesn't happen, especially today. Especially when all these different things are, and the devil loves just brings his influence to overpower the parents' influence. When we come back, we're going to talk about making sure that your family's on the right page.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the family on the right page. Families are not on the right page, you'll suffer the consequences for it. And we're talking about all the influences that parents are dealing today with raising family, and what we can do to keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
Right.
It's so important. Because if we keep our eyes on everything else, I mean, today people are lost in their jobs. They're lost in, you know, recreational activities.
Mm-hmm.
They're lost in television programs. They're running home just to watch TV. And you drive across any home today in America,
and the TVs are on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everybody's focusing on everything but the family.
Every light in the house is on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shades are pulled down. And what you don't see are lights. You see TV moving flashes.
Yeah,
right. TV's on. They're watching the TV. Or they're on the iPad. Or they're on the computer. And they're all in their different rooms.
Mm-hmm. Separated.
And then they crash and they go to bed, and you wake up the next day and it's like parents are off to work before the kids get up. And they could go literally 2 or 3 days without even... seeing their own kids,
mm-hmm.
or talking to them, or finding out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless parents. You got to work. You got to do what you got to do. You got to take care of the family. You got to take care of your home. If you're a single parent, Lord knows you need a whole lot of grace and a whole lot of help. But that's why it's important that a family needs to be led.
Right.
It needs to be cultivated. It needs to come together in unity. And you think about a book, for instance. Imagine a book. And what would it be like if each of your family was on a different page of a book? I mean, you're all trying to be in the same story, but you're all on a different page. One person's on the first page, the other person's on the page 85, the other person's on page 32, and it's like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we here? What's going on? They're on different pages. What does that look like? I mean, it's like...
It's chaos.
Chaos.
There's no harmony.
Can't communicate. Nobody's...
Yeah, you got confusion. Yeah. You got...
Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing their own thing.
Everybody's doing their own thing. I mean, is that not what's happening at large?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, everybody's doing their own thing. And a lot of times, parents today are playing defense. I mean, they're just trying to catch up. They're just playing defense. They're not playing a good offense. House is all out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all out of order. And listen, your family, I don't care what anyone's ever told, your family is worth fighting for.
Yeah.
It really is. Your family's worth fighting for. You know, right now, society, parents, you know, it's not optional. It's like, you know what? Hey, we don't, you know, we some school districts think that the teachers know best. You know what I'm saying? No, you're the parents. But the house is out of order. In Christian homes, I mean, the mother's trying to run the show. It's like, what? I mean, what's going on here? Mm. We've pushed aside men and fatherhood. It's like they're not important. And there's no honoring anymore. There's no order anymore. And it's like, listen, we got to get back to order the way God says it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an order in the home. There's an order. And if we operate outside that order, we're going to suffer the consequences for it.
Right.
I mean, catch a clue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bible is very clear on the things it does says about family, about raising children. And if we ignore the word of God, then we're going to see the consequences in our life. Not a good idea to ignore the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how can you lead your family? Got to get everyone on the same page. Got to get everyone on the same page. And you look at your same page, what are some of the things, some even practical things? I mean, listen, some of the things that we're sharing here today, without Jesus Christ, none of this is going to help. You know, none of this is going to work.
All right.
But we got to start talking about it.
Yeah.
We got to start discussing it. Somebody's got to talk about it. We got to make it plain. There's nothing like being in tune with reality, what's real. There was a famous executive, and before he made a decision, he'd have all these, and it's a company that owned a bunch of companies, and they would bring all these people in. I believe it was Jack Welch or GE, and he'd bring all these leaders in, and the first thing he'd tell them, before they told him anything, what's reality, what's real.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you don't move from what's real, it doesn't matter what solution you have, what's whatever. What's reality? Not what someone's opinion. What's reality? What is the real deal? What are the true facts? What is happening? And I'm amazed at how so many people just want to live in fantasy.
Yeah.
their own false reality, because they don't want to admit or acknowledge the reality that they don't like.
It's an illusion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an illusion. Your family's falling apart, sir. It's not about the extra bonus. It's not about more shopping or whatever. Get back to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids need us. Family needs you. And you look about what are your family's governing values. I mean, what keeps our country together is the fact that the country has a constitution. I mean, mm-hmm. we have governing values in this country. It's a constitution that says when we elect the president, he's our president no matter what. He's our president. And that constitution keeps the peace, because we can always go back and say, this is the Constitution.
Right.
You need like a Constitution in your home. You need everyone on the same page.
Right.
You need to look back and say, look, this is what we want. This mm-hmm. is the vision for this family.
Good.
You know, we need a vision. And one of the things is that, listen, today, you're not going to accomplish anything unless you have a team. You know, not one person in the family can do everything. Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
Mm-mm.
It requires a family to function as a team. And you like that word, the acronym. Each letter of that word, team, together, everyone achieves more. You're not going to achieve anything with everyone going their own way. The family's not going to move any forward motion. And we could achieve more for God if we're all focusing in the family structure as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be led,
mm-hmm.
but we need to work together.
Right.
Togetherness. You know, what's a family if there's no love? I'm talking about biblical love, not selfish, you know, so biblical love, right? Hello, that's a good governing value to have. Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now. Can we just get along?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just get along? If you have kids in there and you have people that just, some homes become so strifeful. It sounds like common sense because it probably is. It is common sense. But we got to talk about it. Some homes are just so strifeful and the children are just so going at it and the parents are going at it, you know, and they're listening to strife and watching strife on TV. Mm-hmm. It's just a spirit of strife in that home.
Yeah.
No one's lined up. No one's doing the right thing. And there's no unity. It's just totally chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Humility. Listen, we don't have any humility in our lives and in our, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Peace is a good one. A peace.
Right,
right.
Many people, listen, there's a lot of people that stay out later and work harder and find other places to go after work because there's no peace in their home.
Yeah, that's right.
Last place they want to go is go home.
That's a sad, ma'am. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. There's no peace in home. Maybe that's why he's not coming home. It's got to be peace, sir. Mm-hmm. Maybe. That's why she keeps shopping. Everything you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Again? Another thing again? You know, it's like, come on, we got to have peace.
Mm-hmm. Kids always gone. Kids don't want to come home.
Yeah.
Always asking to eat dinner somewhere else.
World War III going on at the house every night. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to sit around and watch that all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Stewardship. I mean, today's like, what is that word? What does that mean? You're trying to raise a family today? It's like, hello, it takes everybody to be the manager of this house. I mean, everybody's got to watch this stuff. Everybody's got to look at the stuff. Dogs got to be fed. Things got to be picked up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Lights got to be turned off. It's like this. You think about a home and a house. Listen, it just doesn't exist. It takes everyone coming together, being on the same page, understanding what are we doing here? Are we just strangers? Are we just calling ourselves family?
Because
There's a group of people living here and we have an address.
Just because we're sitting at the same table and got the same last name doesn't mean that we're family.
Come on now.
We all got to work together, and we got to know the fact that, like you're saying, it's worth fighting for.
Yeah. Faithfulness.
Yeah.
Be faithful in all your ways and everything. And these are just some things that we're throwing out, but you got to come up with what's important in your family.
Yeah.
What can everybody get on the same page about? I mean, listen. Just because you put it down doesn't mean everybody's going to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean that you have something to point to. And when you're off the page, you know you're off the page. See, look, this the page says this right now.
Right.
You're not on our page. I don't know what page you're on, but you're not on our page.
Right.
You got to get on the right page, the family page.
Mm-hmm.
You know what family stands for? Forget about me, I love you. That's what family stands for. Forget about me, I love you.
Yeah.
Everyone's fighting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking that up. I'm not cleaning that. I'm not just like...
Not my turn.
Yeah. You know, when you say family, I think about the power of just having that simple family time and how powerful it is for children who are always spending time with friends or school or they're working and they come home. And like you're talking about, you know, one goes into their room, listens to their iPad, or one goes into their office. And it's just like, do you have that time? Not just at the dinner table, but sit at the family room. Get a cup of coffee.
Dinner table? Does that even happen anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you have that time where everyone that is in that family, that you are talking, you are opening, and you're transparent with one another? And if not, start there where you can begin to make that change.
Listen, right now things are so chaotic. I said earlier, parents are just on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in crisis management mode. It's like crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis.
Right.
And the reason you're putting out fires all the time and you're trying to go from crisis mode and you're happy if there's a one day of peace is because you're focusing on crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You're not focusing on leadership. You're not focusing on pointing a vision for having a peaceful home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the people say that, you know, happy wife makes a happy life. Come on, it takes all of us to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody, the whole family. And you know what? Not everyone's going to be happy. It's not about pleasing everybody's flesh. And I just said that, just say that. But it takes everybody.
Yeah.
It takes everybody. It's not about me, right? Because families forget about me. I love you. It's about the betterment of the family as a whole. So the betterment of what God's called us to do. And one of the key governing values that you need to have in your home is God. I mean, if God is not at the forefront of your home, you got to have God. I mean, really have God in the forefront of, what does that mean? That means that God is the chief resident of this house.
Yeah.
This is his house, in fact. We're just guests.
Right.
And if God is the chief resident of our home, then we're going to act right. We're going to talk right. We're going to do things that are not going to offend him because we're in his space. He's not in our space. You know what I'm saying? We're in his space. That means we're gonna lift him up in our home. We're going to do things the right way by his grace. You know, mothers and fathers have to line up. Parents have to line up. Children have to line up. But as a parent, how can you legitimately expect your children to line up under you if you refuse to line up under God?
Come on.
I mean, what realistic expectation can that be?
Mm-hmm.
What realistic expectation? You know, we can't live like that. Listen, God needs to return back in our own hearts and in our homes before we can ever start talking about putting God up at the workplace and putting God up in this place. Is like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
God's not even in your home, but you want to tell me what you can preach and teach in my school or in your workplace or in the courthouse? More concerned about having the Ten Commandments in the courthouse than you are about having the Ten Commandments in your own home. Hello? It's backwards.
Yeah.
They're not going to do what you say. They're just going to do what you do.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah. Boy says, a boy's looking at stuff, and it's an old school commercial.
Yeah.
That he's getting into drugs, and actually, the father walks in and finds a box of drug paraphernalia, and he says, "Where'd you get this? Where did you get this?" And the boy's sitting in the bed. And he goes, he looks up and says, "I learned it from you." And the father's like,
What do you say to that?
What do you say to that?
You can't say nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. And
so often, too, it's just like, I mean, I've done it myself, too. When you're trying to share principles or you're trying to share ideas or whatever, and you're saying it over and over again, and it's that moment when somebody says, "Okay, well, when are you going to do it? You're telling me to do it, but you're not living it out."
Yeah, you're contradicting your own words.
Yeah. You know, and somebody once told me that people don't show up so that you can tell them what to do. They show up so that they can watch you what to do.
Mm.
Because people are going to come and they're going to listen to how you live your life. Because how you live speaks louder than any word you can ever say.
That's so true. And especially in a family where it's all in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. You're out there.
It's all in front of everybody. What should cause every person to live in humility.
Exactly.
And every believer to walk in humility and realize, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And that you foster an environment that you know, allows people to make mistakes. It allows people to ask for forgiveness and give forgiveness and allows people to get back up and try again. You know, you're not going to hit it every time. You're just not.
Mm-mm.
But when you fail forward.
Mm-hmm.
Fail repenting, you know, fail acknowledging that this was wrong, and publicly doing that is a good thing, especially amongst your family. If they saw it, you might as well go ahead and apologize in public because they saw it.
Yeah,
that's right.
They heard it.
Right, and they'll learn from your humility.
Yeah, and listen, one of the things that will help your child to respond right is when you show them how to respond right, because you've mirrored that. We're talking about having a family being on the right place, having a family being on the right page. Today, with so many things happening and so many things vying for our attention and our children's attention and to influencing, we got to be able to raise a family as believers that are going to glorify the Lord. Our focus doesn't need to be outside of our home if our home's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just nonsense. We got to get our home right. The home has to be right. And everybody has to be on the right page. Has to be on the right page. And you can't force people into compliance. You can't make them. But what you can do is you can lead them the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And you also show them the consequences of disobeying God. You know, I mean, if folks go outside of what God has instituted and what God wants to happen, then they're going to suffer the consequences for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I love what Joshua said. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're sure gonna aim at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you want to have everyone going in the right direction. Listen, the enemy is the author of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Get the chaos out. Get the strife out. Get them demonic channels out. Get all that stuff out of your house that's stirring up trouble and strife and sin and selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down. Throw a hammer in the TV if you got to. Throw it out. Serious. Mm-hmm. Get it out.
Yeah.
Get it out. Where you can say, listen, we're going to bring it back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to honor the Lord. Talking about the Christian home, we're going to honor the Lord here. And we're going to do everything that we can to glorify God. And we're going to get on the right page.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends.